Heroes in the world of sports are not uncommon. Oftentimes, thrusting themselves into the limelight through unimaginable feats.
Back behind the ball, Woods puts it.
And in! He has done it! Tiger is back! Tiger is back on top! Tiger Woods, the 2019 Masters Champion!
And breathtaking performances.
Here's how you count to 8, 3, 2, 1. And for the 8th time, college basketball's national championship trophy is coming home to Kentucky.
But behind every great hero, there are others. Individuals who play a crucial role in the achievements of those we read about in the headlines. The ultimate team players. Content to stand behind the curtain, embracing their place as a vital part of a sport's success. In horse racing, these are the unsung heroes.
Well, there are so many unsung heroes in our sport, and I do have the privilege of welcoming in another unsung hero. That is Kevin Moran, who has been working at Keeneland the past several years, and without Kevin, I can tell you that things would not go as smoothly at Keeneland as they do on a day-in, day-out basis. Kevin, first of all, thanks for taking the time, my friend. I know you're not big on talking about yourself, but I'm going to make you do it for about 10 minutes. Congratulations on being this week's unsung hero, my friend.
Well, I appreciate you having me on here and thinking so much of me to have me on here to do this.
You know, I was thinking back as I was getting ready for this interview, and I had read a story a few years ago that was on the Keeneland website, and it talked about your first day on the job. When did you start at Keeneland, and what do you remember about that first day? Because there almost wasn't a second day, right?
Yes. My first day was, it was October of 1989. I just moved back here from California. And it was a cool day that day, and I was really not used to that since being in California for 8 years. And I was in the, which actually the Bronson Brew area now, but it wasn't closed in. And I kind of had a light jacket on because I thought I was going to be inside, and that wind was coming through there. And the whole time I'm freezing thinking, why am I doing this?
Yeah, and then you think about it and you say, okay, what am I doing? Am I going to stay here at Keeneland or am I going to go find a warmer office job, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, and tell me if I'm wrong on this, your official title is Office Support and Courier Manager. Am I getting that right?
Yes.
Okay, what does that mean and what does your job entail?
Basically, I tell everybody, I just take care of everybody. I make everybody smile.
How do you go about doing that? That's no easy task.
Been here long enough that most people, I can read their minds and know what they already need before they know what they need. So it's right there waiting for them.
So why have you decided to stay at Keeneland as long as you have? That's one heck of a stretch, my friend.
I enjoy it. Over 28 years, I'm still learning stuff. So I really appreciate that. And, you know, I enjoy the people that I see and deal with and learning new stuff from everybody.
Yeah, you know, when you walk around Keeneland, at some point you're going to see Kevin walking by. There's no doubt about it because he is everywhere and he does do everything. And as you heard him say, he just likes to make people smile. Well, one way to do that is by making their job easier. And Kevin, you do everything from going and picking up the mail every day and taking the mail to the post office to helping out with the jockeys. And there's a whole host of things that you do. So what does the day in, day out job description look like for Kevin Moran?
Well, you know, most days, if we're not racing or selling, it's, you know, go get the mail, go through the mail, make sure it gets to the right departments, and then delivering it to those departments, waiting for boxes to come in that, you know, that people have ordered, which, you know, between UPS and FedEx, you know, it could be 2 boxes a day or it could be 30.
And yeah, it's endless.
Between those days, it's, you know, like right now, kind of setting my mind up what we're going to do for the race meet and getting prepared for that.
What do you do in terms of working with the jockeys? I know that's something that you really enjoy doing.
Well, my job is to kind of, I kind of help them out between Kingland and themselves, just to kind of make it easier. So if they need something, I know who to call, so I can call that person instead of them calling and that person going, "Who is this? Why do you need this?" So I can make it a little bit easier on everybody around. We need ice because we're all out of ice up here, and they need it for the box, or you know, lights are out, or the steam room shut down. It could be any amount of things.
You know, I went back and read through that article again that I was telling you about, where it talked about your first day on the job. And Vince Gabbert, who is the chief operating officer, the vice president of Keeneland, had a quote in there that I thought was just spot on. He said, "The one person that is absolutely irreplaceable on our entire staff is Kevin Moran. He does countless things that no one even knows about, let alone have the expertise and the willingness to do. And if he decided to quit tomorrow, we would have to hire five people to replace him." What does it mean to have Vince say those things about you?
Well, I appreciate that, and it's like you said. I like being behind the scenes and just doing what needs to be done, and letting everybody else take in the credit, because I think that shows more of who you are and what you do when other people think well of you. And you're behind the scenes, so I really appreciate what he said, and it, you know, it kind of made my day. I kind of blushed about it, but you know, I appreciate it.
Yeah, they're very powerful words, and as I said, spot on and very, very true. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Yeah.
Take me back to the beginning a little bit, Kevin, when you first were thinking about getting a job at Keeneland. Did you have any interest or know anything about horse racing at all? Or did your family have any interest in horse racing? Tell me more about that.
Well, we had just moved back here from California. My uncle worked here in maintenance department. And at the time it was just, I wasn't sure if I wanted to go to college or what. So he said, "We're always hiring. Come on up here." And I applied. And, you know, I got the job, and I knew what a horse was. That was basically it. I knew nothing about horses other than what a horse looked like. And which,
had you ever had you been to Keeneland before?
No, never.
Wow, amazing. It's a career that has spanned since 98. That's incredible.
Yeah, and, you know, I lived in San Diego and had never been to Del Mar. You know, I'd seen the, you know, Kentucky Derby on TV, but really knew nothing. And I appreciate, like, a lot of the people that I've worked with over the years, because, you know, sometimes when you work someplace and you ask questions about something, people kind of are standoff because they kind of, why are you asking this question? What are you trying to change, or something like that? But I've had people that, when I've asked questions, they've actually made me understand it even more.
Well, you've become a fan of horse racing now, haven't you?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Yeah, what have you enjoyed most about learning about the sport?
What goes through making a horse race? You know, between the trainer getting the horses ready, the racing office setting up the races. You know, you never really think about that when you're on the outside because you don't see it. But over the years, seeing that stuff has just amazed me on what they do. You know, because over the years, I deal with more of the assistant trainers for all these big trainers. And to, like Steve Asmussen, for him to know his horses, where they're at, how they're doing, and all that, is just amazing to me how he can do that. And, you know, he's got these great assistant trainers that are really taking care of the horses. But when he comes there, he still knows what's going on, how they're doing. He can look at a horse and see something's wrong or it's going good. And I think that's just amazing to be able to do that.
Yeah, the trainers, the jockeys too, the way they remember all of the different horses that they've ridden and every detail of every race. It's incredible.
Exactly, because I could watch a race today, and then next week you ask me about the horse, and I'm like, okay, I remember that horse, but I don't remember everything about it. And, you know, over the years, especially dealing with a lot of these jockeys and getting to know them, you know, they know their first win, their 500th win, you know, the last time they rode that horse, how it ran, and it just amazes me because the average jockey probably rides about 500 horses a year, and just to remember that horse, and it may have been 5 years ago, but still remember what it did, how it broke, and all that is just amazing to me how they do that.
Yeah, it's incredible. There are so many incredible aspects of this sport and so many unsung heroes like my special guest here now, Kevin Moran, who is the office support and courier manager at Keeneland. As you heard him talk about earlier, he does a little bit of everything all behind the scenes, and he prefers to remain behind the scenes, but I wasn't going to let him do that here this morning because this segment is all about recognizing those individuals that without them, we don't have a sport, and Kevin certainly fits that bill. Kevin, before I let you go, I'll ask you one final question. What has been your favorite part of what you do at Keeneland, of what this job entails? What's been your favorite part since you started in 1998?
To learn about this sport and what makes it so great. You know, because watching the Derby and the Oaks every year, you see all the people there, and you know, and most of those people are just there for those 2 days. But to see what leads up to getting a horse to the Derby, and that just amazes me, and I appreciate that so much, and have been able to learn about it.
It's a special thing, and Kevin is a special person and does an awful lot behind the scenes at Keeneland. Kevin, listen, I appreciate you taking a little time. I know it wasn't the most comfortable thing for you to do because you're a very humble person, but appreciate it. You're very deserving of being an unsung hero, and this segment presented by Claiborne every week, and really appreciate it, my friend.
It's my pleasure, and I thank you for thinking I do a great job, and I'm an unsung hero to want to talk to me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, keep up the great work, buddy.
Thank you, and you keep up the great work that you've been doing there with keeping everybody in the know of horse racing. I appreciate it so much.
All right, thanks, bud. Kevin Moran, this week's unsung hero presented by Claiborne, and it is truly a privilege to be able to bring you those types of stories, visit with those individuals. Our sport is filled with unsung heroes like Kevin, and if you know someone that you feel should be recognized as an unsung hero in our sport, nominate them today by emailing their story directly to me, mike@horseracingradio.net, and I will do my best to recognize them during these unsung hero segments in the weeks and the months ahead. I'm back to tell you what's coming up in Hour 3 right after this word from Claiborne.
This proven son of Giants Causeway has sired 4 millionaires, including Claiborne Farm stallion Lee. Recent top runners include Plum Ali, winner of the $500,000 Mint Juvenile Filly Stakes. Sharp Samurai, a graded stakes winner and runner-up in the Grade 1 Pacific Classic. International graded stakes winners Birdie Queen and Shabal Nibras. Plus these standout performers. In the ring, his yearlings sold up to $260,000. First Samurai, standing at Claiborne Farm.